الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Infinite praise and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the majestic, the most benevolent, and the most knowing, our Lord Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon His beautiful, honorable, prestigious messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his noble family, and upon the companions and all of those in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us the opportunity to yet again enter His home on this blessed day of Jumu'ah with the intention to purify our hearts, to purify our actions, to gain proximity, to seek His forgiveness and pardon, and to illuminate our hearts and to ensure that we follow the Qur'an and follow the beautiful sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us all to act upon all of the things that we hear today and to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of our abilities. Children are a great trust and a great amana, a great responsibility given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who blessed you and gave you this precious gift from Jannah and placed it into your laps. Not just so you can feed them and clothe them and educate them, but more importantly, give them the deen of Islam, give them good akhlaq, to protect them and nurture them and make them good Muslims and make them good future leaders. So we have a huge amount of responsibility bearing on our shoulders. Just the way the earth was given the Qur'an and the earth rejected it and said, I'm unable to carry the weight of the Qur'an, but insan took it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ Similarly, this responsibility of children, nurturing them, guiding them, protecting them, and this amana is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many of us, in the first few years, when we have our children, we're very, very protective and very concerned, but then as the years go by, we become more and more relaxed and think everything's fine, it's okay, they'll just manage themselves and they'll grow up and they'll learn all of the things. But various ahadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam remind us emphatically that kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ul, that every single one of you is a shepherd, every single one of you is responsible, especially the parents, the guardians, the carers, those people in leadership, those people in authority. You have a responsibility not just for yourself, but those that are immediately beneath you or under your care. So we have a huge responsibility and we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on how we discharged our responsibilities. Allah will say, I gave you this and this and this. What did you do with it? How did you take care of it? And furthermore, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear His judgment, fear His azab, fear His punishment, fear His reckoning, and stay close to your children. Stay close to your children. Don't just let them be here and there. You are their primary caregivers and you are responsible for them. So fear Allah in your responsibility. Fear Allah in your amanah towards your children. And stay close to your children. And raise them well. With the best of manners, with the best of akhlaq, with the best of principles on the path of Islam. And also protect them. And various other hadiths, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that after nightfall, after Maghrib time, do not let your children go out and wander. Because this is the time the shayateen and the jinn, they come out. And this is the time where it can affect your children. Therefore, have your children indoors after Maghrib time. Protect your children within the home by making sure in the morning, in the evening, you blow over them. Protect your children from the evil that you cannot see. Because you can't see the jinns and the shayateen. But more importantly, protect your children from the things that you can see, but we tend to overlook and ignore them. Oh, it doesn't matter, it's fine. It's okay, nothing's happened to them. So we have a duty of care, a great responsibility, and amana given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, to keep our children close and to keep them safe. To raise them well, to protect them from all forms of evil. Shari jinn, shayateen, and also shari nas. The shar and the evil and the darkness of insan, and also the evil and the darkness of the jinn and the shayateen. And the Prophet ﷺ furthermore mentions that لا ضرر ولا ضرار, that there should be no harm. We should not cause any harm to ourselves. And most importantly, we should not allow any harm to be caused to our children, to be caused to those people that are near and dear to us. So this topic today is a very, very important topic that we kind of know, we kind of assume that we are fulfilling our responsibility and our duty towards our children, but many of us are heedless of this, or we do not actively think about this all the time. Children are undoubtedly our future, and they will be the future generations who will carry on the legacy of Islam. If your children are broken, they will have broken lives and broken families, and you will have a broken community, and you will have a broken ummah. If your children are strong and sound and safe, then you will potentially have a more sound and stable society and community, and more importantly, a stable ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So they are our future, and thus they deserve every form of protection from every potential abuse and evil and darkness that they may be there. We don't just save our children, oh, don't touch the fire, you'll get burnt. Don't cross the road because you might get run over. Don't wear these thin clothes because you'll catch a cold. Don't do this, because all of their physical things that we're worried about. We're worried about for their mental well-being. We're worried about their emotional well-being. We're worried about every single aspect of their well-being. Because we are responsible and we have taken this amana from Allah Azza wa Jal. Our children are innocent. Nobody brings up their child to be mischievous and devious. Children by their very fitrah, by their very nature, are innocent and masoom. And what do? They trust all of those people that are around them. You tell your child to go and sit with them, they'll sit with them. To say salam with them, they'll say salam. To play with them, they'll play. Because why? They trust you, and therefore they trust your judgment, and then they will trust other people around them. So children themselves are unable to discern who is good, who is evil, who is bad. They generally trust those people that are around them. But children themselves, they have feelings. And they experience also pain and suffering, and they also experience great humiliation as well. Children at the same time are very, very easily manipulated. And they can be scarred for life, and they can be damaged for life if they are abused. If they are physically abused, they can be scarred and damaged for life. If they are mentally and emotionally abused, they can be scarred for life. It is our responsibility as parents, as caregivers, as guardians to protect our children to the best of our ability. Any form of abuse that takes place with your child will prevent them from growing up in a natural, in a holistic way, in a good, wholesome manner. They will begin to not trust other people, not become close to other people, not even become close to their family members. Why? Because they were sexually abused or exploited when they were young. So children need to feel protected. They need to feel safe. They need to feel loved and cared for, that their parent and their guardian is constantly looking over them. Because this is ultimately the responsibility of the parents and the guardians that Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed on our shoulders, that these are gifts from heaven. You take care of them and you nurture them and you make sure that they grow in the most holistic manner. If you look at the UK statistics, every day 200 child sex offences take place, and they are reported every single day. In the year 2020, 75,518 offences of rape, of grooming of children, of sexual assault against children specifically were reported in 2020 here in the UK. I'm not talking about Pakistan, because we know the hal of our own home countries and the things that go on and the things that are hidden. But here in the UK, 73,000 offences with children, masoom, innocent children who trusted other people, perhaps maybe their own family member, their cha-cha, perhaps maybe their own mama, perhaps somebody else, their own brother or their own father, or somebody else that the family trusted, they trusted them and they were physically and sexually abused. 75,000 children here in the UK. So it's not something that we can just overlook and say it's not our problem. It doesn't happen in the Asian community. Yes, it happens. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah created insan. And Allah knows the darkest secrets within insan. Allah knows the evil within insan. Allah knows the whispers that he has and the feelings and the emotions that he has within himself. And he knows the mischievousness within that individual. Allah is closer to him than his jugular vein. Even though we cannot see outwardly what is a person, we can't see inwardly. We can only see what is apparent, what is out. But what is inside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware. So most victims who experience this child abuse, children who experience it in the majority of them within their own homes. Within their own homes or within places of trust where they are left amongst other people. 618,000 women are raped or sexually assaulted every single year here in the UK. Over 5 million women have been raped or sexually abused by the age of 16 here in the UK. Could be your wife, could be your daughter, could be your sister, could be somebody that you know. And this is something which is a very real thing that has happened before in Rochdale, happened before in Oldham and various other countries. It can happen here in Ashton, everywhere in the UK. It happens, it occurs, and therefore we need to always be on alert that we have this amana, this trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are we safeguarding our trust? There is evil around us in the entire world. There's even evil and darkness within people, evil around us within our society. We may ignore it and say we are safe, we are sound, this is a good country. It's not like Pakistan, it's not like other countries. But everywhere you go, there's shayateen and jinn. Everywhere you go, there are good people and there are also dark and evil people as well. So don't just dismiss these things and these facts and these realities and assume, oh, it's never going to happen to me. It could happen to me. Could happen to you, could happen to your brother, could happen to your sister, could happen to anybody, could happen to any one of those people that are near and dear to you. Therefore, we must highlight these situations and we must discuss these and we must give ourselves the strength to accept that these are the realities that happen on the ground, within our homes, within our communities, within our madaris and our masajid. These things happen. And we can't just ignore it because of izzah or honor or rishtadari and other things. No, we have to realize abuse does take place, especially in our communities as well. So Islam, our deen, our religion, commands us to protect our gaze. This is a command from Allah Azza wa Jal. It commands us to protect our private parts. It commands us to have limits to all of the interactions that we do. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفُظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. That tell the believers, every single one of us who's here, tell the believers to do what? Wherever they may be, lower their gaze. Lower their gaze. Don't look at the person that's walking, whether they're 16 or 18. Don't look at that child who's walking and how they look and how they behave. Don't give in or allow those pedophilic tendencies within your heart to grow. Don't allow any of those thoughts to even enter into your eyes, let alone into your heart. Protect your private parts, because that is what will happen. Your eyes will lead to your heart, and your heart will then give in to those whims and desires and lead to your private parts. So protect yourselves and your eyes and your limits. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Don't even go anywhere close to zina. Let alone fornicate, let alone sleep with somebody, let alone abuse somebody. Don't even go anywhere near that. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. It is a shameful and disgusting, a despicable act. It is an evil way for a person to follow their eyes and their lust and their desires and then fornicate. And then let alone go and do something even more devious and do adultery, etc. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gives us clear instructions that no man is alone with a woman, but the shaitan is a third person present. And what is the job of shaitan? To goad you, to encourage you, touch her, feel her, do this, do that. It doesn't matter whether she's young, whether she's old, do what you want, give in to your desires. The Prophet ﷺ says that the nail, an iron nail, it is better for an iron nail to be driven into your head. Now try to imagine this, an iron nail driven into your head, smashed into your head. It's better for that nail to go through your head than for you to touch a woman which you're not allowed to touch. You're only allowed to touch your mother or your sister because they are your mahrams. You're not allowed to touch anybody else, whether they are young, whether they are adolescents, whether they are old, whoever they may be. The Sharia is very, very clear in terms of your maharims, in terms of those people that you are allowed to sit with, allowed to be alone, and those that you are not allowed. So these are very clear guidelines in Islam to prevent the exploitation of children, of sexual abuse in our society, to protect our children and our sisters and our daughters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that, O my slaves, indeed I have made zulm. And this is a zulm. Sexual abuse is a zulm, is an injustice, an exploitation. I have made zulm unlawful upon myself, and I have made it unlawful between you. Therefore, do not oppress one another. Do not do any form of zulm upon one another, let alone an innocent child who has no control, no ability to control anything, especially that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, fear the supplication of an oppressed person, a person who was abused, physically, sexually abused. Fear their supplication, for indeed there is no veil between that individual and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, when people see an oppressor but do not prevent him, people say, oh, let's just keep it hush. Let's just obviously maintain the izzat and the honor of this family because we are connected, X, Y, and Z. But no. We need to speak up against these kind of exploitations and this abuse, this criminal abuse in Islam. Indeed, when people see an oppressor but do not prevent him from doing evil, it is likely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish all of those people. You all knew about it. You all knew about this zulm, but because of biradri, because of family, because of izzat, because of honor, you said, no, let's push it under the carpet. Let's not talk about it. I'm not comfortable. No. All of you perhaps may be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you do not speak up against zulm, against injustice, especially against innocent children. In another hadith, the Prophet alayhi salam mentions, unsur akhaka in kana zaliman aw mazluman. That help and aid and assist your brother, whether he is oppressed or whether he is the oppressor. And the Sahaba Ikram said, we understand that if somebody is oppressed, we need to help them, we need to assist them, we need to become their voice, we need to comfort them, we need to strengthen them, we need to aid them. We understand helping those people that are oppressed. How do you help and why do you assist the oppressor? Why would you assist the oppressor? How do you assist the oppressor? And the Prophet ﷺ said, تَمْنَعُهُ مِنَ الظُّلْمِ. Prevent him to the best of your ability from doing zulm. Don't just sit there idly and sit quiet and say, oh, we don't want to deal with this situation. It's uncomfortable to talk about. No, protect the oppressed and also assist the oppressor. Why? By preventing him from doing zulm. You stay quiet today, tomorrow that zulm may be on your daughter or your sister or your family members. It may go on and may go even worse in society. So the children are the weakest of our society. They are unable to defend themselves or seek help. Push away the oppressor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted us with their care. Once an elderly woman was assaulted by some youth. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam blamed the entire community and the society at that time. He said, how can Allah purify any single one of you? How can He be happy with any single one of you when none of you go and protect the weak against those that are strong? The people who do zulm against those people who are unable to defend themselves. So it's not a small thing that we just think it doesn't happen, or it may happen only in white British society, or we don't know whether it's happened in our communities. It does happen. Abuse occurs within all communities. Also occurs in Muslim communities. We are not exempt from this deviousness, from this evil, from this darkness which is within ourselves. We need to address these things. We can't just sweep them under the carpet. It is not Islamic to do that, and neither it is part of humanity for us to ignore and sweep things away. People assume sexual assault is just a minor thing. It's not a minor thing. Why? Because we need to protect our things. He just did it. Nobody really needs to know about it. No, it is not a minor thing. It is not a civil offense that nobody needs to know what you did. It is a criminal offense in the law here, in the law of the land. It is also a criminal offense in Islam for anybody to sexually abuse another person. It is a major sin. And we all have a duty to prevent it, to stop it, and to report it. This is every single one of our duties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us all, obligates us all to stand up against zulm, against injustice, against any form of abuse. Physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُهُ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. And other verses of the Quran, believers, stand up for justice as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to do so. Even if that justice requires you to be just against yourself, to speak up against the zulm that you have done, i.e. admitting guilt for the zulm that you have done. Even if you have to speak up against your own parents, even if you have to speak up against your own relatives, regardless of whether that person is ghaniyan or faqiran, whether they are rich, whether they are poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more right to your loyalty than your own family member, than your own parents, and anybody else. When the time comes for you to speak up against sexual abuse, against zulm, you need to stand up. Allah Ta'ala says, do not just follow your desires in being just. Do not distort the truth, i.e. brush it under the carpet. Do not refuse to give testimony even though you know the haqiqat and the reality of that individual. Allah is all aware of the situation. And Allah Ta'ala will bring you to account for staying quiet, and also bring that person to account who did the zulm. The Prophet ﷺ mentions, whoever of you sees an evil, then let him change it with his hand. We see this happening, but we don't. We just ignore it. If you're not able to change it with your hand, at least do it with your tongue. Speak up about it. Become somebody's voice. Support somebody. Not able to do it with your tongue, then at least with your heart. And then this is the weakest form of faith. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. He knows even those glances that we make at a small child, at an adolescent, or somebody mature. Allah knows those glances. He knows the intention of those glances. He knows what is going on in your hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't think you can get away. If you get away with justice here in the dunya, you will never get away from the divine justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. On that day, your mouths will be sealed shut, and your hands will speak up against you, and your feet will bear witness of the things and the deeds and the exploitations and the things that you did. So as I said at the beginning, we all have a great duty in Islam to protect our children, to protect all of the children who are innocent. This is an amana and trust and responsibility given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to stand up and speak the truth and become the voice of those people that are oppressed and prevent it from happening in our society, in our community, and with our homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of our children and protect all of our communities. وَأَقُولِ كَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.